call to order the regular meeting for the Township of Medford Town Council for August 19th, 2025. This meeting is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. This meeting of August 19th, 2025 was included in a meeting notice sent to the Burlington County Times and the Central Record on December 18th, 2024, and advertised in said newspapers on December 23rd, 2024 and December 26th, 2024, respectively. Posted on the website and in the bulletin board in the municipal building on December 18th, 2024, and has remained continuously posted as required under the statute. In addition, a copy of this notice is and has been available to the public and is on file in the office of the municipal clerk. Please rise to the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Simon?
Here.
Mr. Watson? Deputy Mayor Sizek?
Here.
Mayor Rostock?
Here. All right, regarding our communications and scheduling matters, we have some special presentations this evening, and so we recognize that Medford is an amazing town because it is filled with amazing people. And we have several special presentations this evening. And so our first one will come down. We're going to honor an Eagle Scout. And so if you'd like to come up and join us. Whereas Kay Green, as a member of Scout Troop 26, earned the rank of Eagle Scout, and whereas this is the highest honor and rank of the Scouts of America, and whereas Kay's project was the Medford Township Bulletin Board's Freedom in Freedom Park, and whereas Kay led a group of scouts and coordinated with outside vendors to erect and install a new covered bulletin board and repair the existing bulletin board, which served as a public place for residents and park visitors to share information at Freedom Park, and whereas, as a result of Kay's project, they better understand the value of community involvement and civic duty. And whereas Kay's leadership skills are an asset to the Scouts of America Troop 26, their community, and their family and friends. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Township Council of the Township of Medford, County of Burlington, State of New Jersey, hereby recognizes the highest standards and hard work of Kay Green in attaining the rank of Eagle Scout and encourages the support and participation of fellow troop members, friends, neighbors, colleagues, and fellow citizens in association with scouting programs now and throughout the year. Presented August 19th, 2025 by Medford Township Council. Well done.
When you can get up and take a picture like an actual spy.
We have three other proclamations to read tonight to honor three additional residents. So this is honoring Fulbright Award winner Sophia Westfall. Whereas the Township of Medford is proud to recognize the outstanding achievements of its residents whose dedication, talent, and pursuit of excellence bring distinction to our community. And whereas Medford resident Sophia Westfall, a 2025 graduate of Rutgers University Camden, has been awarded the prestigious Fulbright Scholarship, one of the most competitive and internationally recognized academic exchange programs in the world. And whereas Ms. Westfall earned her degree in English and Digital Studies, developing a unique and forward-thinking research focus that blends creative writing with environmental humanities. And whereas this remarkable honor will enable Ms. Westfall to pursue a graduate degree at Cardiff University in Wales beginning in the fall of 2026, where she will continue her research through fieldwork and creative writing endeavors. And whereas the Fulbright U.S. Student Program, funded by the U.S. Department of State and administered by the Institute of International Education, fosters global understanding and academic collaboration, making Ms. Westfall's selection a testament to her intellect, dedication, and commitment to meaningful scholarship. And whereas Sophia Westfall serves as an inspiration to the youth of Medford Township and exemplifies the values of lifelong learning, global citizenship, and academic excellence, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Township Council of the Township of Medford, County of Burlington, State of New Jersey, hereby recognizes and congratulates Sophia Westfall on this extraordinary accomplishment and wishing her continued success in her academic and creative pursuits. Presented August 19th, 2025, by the Medford Township Council. So, well done to Sophia Westfall. She may listen to this, so let's applaud her. All right, this is our next one, honoring National Secondary Principal of the Year, Tony Catani. Whereas the Township of Medford takes great pride in recognizing residents whose exceptional accomplishments bring honor and distinction to our community, and whereas Tony Catani, principal of Lenape High School, has achieved the extraordinary honor of being named National Secondary Principal of the Year by the National Association of Secondary School Principals, and whereas Mr. Catani was selected from among the nation's most outstanding educational leaders, first as one of three finalists and ultimately as top recipient of this prestigious national recognition. And whereas this award was one of the highest in the field of secondary education, acknowledges a principal's visionary leadership, dedication to student success, commitment to staff excellence, and ability to foster a positive and inclusive school community. And whereas Mr. Catani's achievement is a remarkable point of pride, not only for Lenape High School and Lenape Regional School District, but also for the state of New Jersey and the Township of Medford, where both his professional service and his residency positively impact the community. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Township Council of the Township of Medford, County of Burlington, State of New Jersey, hereby recognizes and congratulates Tony Catani, as his leadership and commitment to education have enriched the lives of countless students, inspired colleagues, and strengthened the bonds between school and community. Presented August 19th, 2025, by Medford Township Council. So well done to him. And our fourth, honoring 2025 NJAC Foundation PSENG Scholarship Award recipient Ava Colon. Whereas Medford Township is proud to recognize the outstanding academic and leadership achievements of Ava Colon, a Medford resident in New Jersey. And whereas Ava is a proud student of Burlington County Institute of Technology, where she has distinguished herself as one of the school's top students. And whereas Ava has excelled both academically and in her career and technical education track, participating in numerous clubs and activities and serving as a positive role model for her peers. And whereas Ava's exceptional work ethic, dedication to her studies, and commitment to leadership have earned her the respect and admiration of her teachers, classmates, and community. And whereas Ava has been named the 2025 NJAC Foundation PSENG Scholarship Awardee, recognizing her hard work, academic success, and future potential. And whereas she will be attending Stockton University in the fall to pursue a degree in environmental science, where her passion for environmental stewardship and her love for animals will no doubt continue to make a positive impact on our community and beyond. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Township Council of Medford, County of Burlington, State of New Jersey, hereby commend and congratulate Ava Colon on her well-deserved honor as a 2025 NJAC Foundation PSENG Scholarship Award recipient and wish her continued success in all her future endeavors. Presented August 19th, 2025 by the Medford Township Council. So well done to everybody. All right, as we continue our special presentation, our Township Manager, Daniel Hornicle, wants to share with our new mapping program. So we'll just take a moment while he sets this up and we'll pull down the screen behind us. Thank you. All right, as we set this up, just an announcement that our current live stream, we were struggling with that a little bit, so we'll continue to work on that.
Okay, so I'm good. I'm going to turn that on. All right, good evening, everyone. I wanted to take a few minutes to show public and council a project we have been working on over the past several months, which, with council's blessing, we will post a link on the township website to allow the public to have access to these maps. First of all, I want to thank our township engineer, Chris Knoll, because his firm did many of the data layers that you will see on this map, including the base layer and the utility layer. Some of the other data was taken from available state sources, such as the Pinelands Commission and the NJDEP. But what this map does is it gives anybody who has an interest in it a look at every parcel in Medford Township. So along the left-hand column, if one were to click on the feature for measurement tool, you could measure a distance on this map in a linear fashion, or you could measure an area, particular area. So if you wanted to know, you know, the size of what several parcels would look like, you click on that area feature, and you group them all together. And this program will tell you how much area is involved. Along the left column, the dashboard also includes the ability to look up properties by block and lot or by location. So if you know an address, you just type it in on the location, and it will take you to that specific lot. Along the right-hand layers menu, this has several sub-layers under it, so it has the ability to open, and on the land base there's the town limits, municipal rights of ways, blocks, lots. We have a stormwater feature here. If you click on that, it will show you where all of our outfalls are. There's a layer for the sanitary sewer system, which shows where the central treatment plant is and the respective water mains that run through Medford Township. So this is really helpful for somebody who may be not connected to sewer to be able to see how close they are to a sewer main if they're interested in potentially connecting. We have our water distribution map, same thing here, where it will show our fire hydrants, but also where people could potentially connect to water if they're close enough. It has a zoning feature. So if you click on the zoning feature, it will show you every zoning district in Medford Township. A couple of other highlights. We wanted to really make this map practical for our realtors. So we have a feature on here that allows them to easily see which utility companies provide electric service and gas service in Medford Township. So there's two maps. One is for gas. It shows whether it's PSE&G or South Jersey Gas, and the other for electric. And I just did that backwards, PSE&G or AC Electric. There's a couple of features below the utilities, Pinelands and NJDEP. These are our two wetlands maps. So if the property is north of Route 70, and they want to see the wetlands, they click on a DEP layer. If it's south of Route 70, and I have to click, the Pinelands actually has their there are Pineland zoning in here, but this shows the Pineland wetlands for all properties south of Route 70. We have a feature on here, highlights all public property. So that helps people identify where township-owned properties are, in particular parks. But any property that is owned by Medford Township, Burlington County, or the state of New Jersey is on this feature. And the other agencies have different colors to differentiate it from Medford Township-owned properties. There's a couple other cool features, planometrics, which will show people driveways, fences, and other neat features of parcels. FEMA flood hazard zones for our farmers, a soils map. So if a farmer is interested in a particular parcel and they're curious as to the soil, that layers on there. And then probably the neatest features are the final ones. The street map is what's on there, but aerial photography will give people an actual bird's eye view of the entire town. Right now, the aerial photography is current through 2020. We are hoping later in the year the state DOT updates their maps, and if so, those updates will be made to our maps. So when people look at our maps from 2020, there's necessarily going to be things missing for developments that were either started or not started, but are now in existence. And I just want to thank Council for your support. I can tell you just about all of our departments are using this map now almost on a daily basis. And whatever department you can think of, police, fire, and EMS, all of those operations now have the ability to use these maps to help orient volunteers and new employees that don't live in a town to the town. Like, they could literally just make up quizzes, say where to find it, and especially the hard-to-find places, the tiny streets, the streets with two that have the same name, but one's a road, one's an avenue, whatever it may be. And that's my presentation. Any questions from council? Yeah.
How often are the maps updated?
Usually the state updates the maps every 5 years or so. On our aerial photography, there's three sets there. There's a 2012 layer. Actually, I'll just drop down because I think it's 2012, 2015, and 2020. So we're expecting to have 2025 added as well.
And then the public's access to these maps, how would they get them?
Well, with your approval, we will post a link to this. Probably on planning and zoning would be the most logical place. But nothing precludes us from having it on multiple department web pages so people can easily find it. And all I got to do is click on it, and it's pretty much ready for them to use.
What is the process that predates this mapping layer? Right? And
sure.
And the amount of time that it takes to go back and forth from that?
Yeah. So the precursor to this was over the years, ERI has been preparing various digital maps on our behalf for different purposes, planning and zoning, or the water and sewer utilities maps. And so all these maps were imported into a software that's made available through a company called ESRI, which then provides licenses. And then it's basically a hosting software for all these maps.
And it seems like a great client saver.
It's so easy to use, so easy to find information, and so much information now all available on one link. So this saves the public the trouble of having to submit requests for different pieces of information on a piecemeal basis.
I see where it can really benefit the fire department.
Yeah.
Especially when you can see all of the...
Just like that, all the fire hydrants are there. Whether they're connected to our water system or not, there'll be fire hydrants on there. All right. Thank you very much. All right.
All right, so we're currently experiencing a little bit of a technical difficulty, so we're just going to give the clerk an opportunity to try and get us back online.
The streaming is not working right now.
It's not currently.
You're trying to watch from home.
You want me to give us some?
We do have a recording. We'll be able to post that. We simply aren't able to show to share this as a live stream currently. All right. So moving on in our schedule, does anyone have any communications?
I just have one. Deputy Mayor Sizek and I are both on the Taunton Subcommittee and Main Street Village, and we've been informed that we're coming to a close on our 6-month charter for that. So we do have one more meeting for both in September, but I just wanted to make that public, and they will be posted, but that we're going to be presenting the recommendations from both committees back to council soon.
Wanted to thank the fire staff and the police staff for their efforts with the recent fire on Tuckerton Road. I know a lot of people were involved in that. Thank you from the community on that.
Yes, and anything from you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So certainly thank you to the committee members for all their work with traffic and parking. It's certainly been a lion's share. And so thank you as well to both of you for leading that process. That's really been an excellent process. It's been great to get the community so involved. So thank you. I know it's been a lot of time for you.
And just to point out, they can still meet in their own breakout sessions. It's just something that we had to close up for the resolution that we drew for that. So,
anything else? All right, scheduling items. Regarding our upcoming schedule, we have one meeting in the month of September, September 16th, 2025. We will have a regular council meeting here at Public Safety Building at 6:30 p.m. And moving on to the approval of minutes, we have July 15th, 2025 council meeting minutes, July 15th, 2025, executive session minutes. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are accepted. We have no items listed this evening for discussion. And we move on to our public comments. So we will now open it up for public comment for our regular meeting. And we would ask that general decorum is exhibited, so please be kind to each other and your neighbors, recognizing that many veterans lost their lives to ensure the freedoms that we are about to share in terms of free speech, and many are fighting for those freedoms right now. Honoring each other is a way of honoring them. And so please note that we do have on record as well Ordinance 2020-3, which calls for participants to engage in proper conduct and avoid disturbing the peace of the meeting. And please note that this is an opportunity for you to comment publicly, not a time of public debate. So if you'd like to speak, please raise your hand, and you'll be called to the microphone. Please clearly state your name and address for the record. And again, comments will be limited to 5 minutes per speaker. And so, Mr. Hornacle and Mr. Prime, can you help us with tracking that time limit, please? And we'll let you know when you have about 30 seconds left. And so, anyone like to speak? Sir, in the back.
Paul Schneider, I live over in Mount Laurel. As most of you know, I lived in Medford for, seems like, 100 years. So even though I don't live in town now, my heart is still in, still in town. I still have family members that live in town. Over the years, I've seen the good, the bad, and some of the ugly things. But Medford, and I've been saying this for the past few years, Medford is the destination place of Southern Jersey. And that goes to the effort that you have all put forth and also the residents. On a personal basis, I want to tell you, council, and the residents of Medford, thank you. As a veteran, I say thank you for all the work and effort that you guys and gals have done over in Freedom Park. Freedom Park, to me, and I'm sure it's the same for every veteran, all of the monuments that have been put up, something special. I often go there. I try to go there at twilight, you know, early evening, and I'll sit there and I'll think about some of the good things that happened to me, my friends I've lost, and so forth. So it's very touching. Actions speak louder than words. I wanted to do, you know, something to thank the residents, not only council, but the residents for what Medford has done to honor their veterans. So I called this. And
oh, wow.
Sort of display it with the same honor that you're doing over in Freedom Park.
Beautiful.
That is amazing. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you. We're honored to receive it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And by the way, congratulations. I understand your daughter is a Redcliffe cadet at the Air Force Academy.
She is, yes. Thank you. Thank you. She just started her junior year, so she is locked in for the next 7 years. All right, anyone else? Please.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Roberts, and I live in Medford Lees. The last time I was here was, I think, early April, and I brought thank you notes because you had cleaned up the Rancocas Creek. We kayak that creek every Saturday. We get about 8 people. Most of us are in our 80s, and it's a great adventure every single week. But now we have a problem. It needs to be cleaned up again. It's not a difficult cleanup. It's mostly limbs, and no trees have fallen because we haven't had any big storms. But it's time to clean it up again. And it's kind of sad because I don't know how you can do it if you could put out a press release or something. But we're really missing the boat. I didn't mean to even use that word, but on a not using the creek. When we went by the Coates Landing, which I thought you had talked about you were going to, you know, make that a better put in place, it was all overgrown. So people aren't using it. So I was looking on your map, and the creek, you can see it on the map that Daniel presented, you know, where it crosses Main Street, and then it goes around to Route 70. It's a wonderful thing to have in our town, so time to clean up again. And I invite you, any Saturday, we have extra kayaks, 9 o'clock, we're on the creek. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
How close are you to get?
That's probably
you're good.
Okay. Yeah. Ryan Wintermute, 21 Bank Street. So I live in downtown, and I guess for context, I leave my house to Mulberry, there's Cranberry Hall, and there's Magnify. So since Magnify opened, they have been doing live music, and I can hear their live music through my entire home when they do it, which is 300 feet at the furthest point, a football field, for size, but you know, like that's on a personal level. It's destroying like my peace and quiet and like my quiet enjoying my home, but it's also altering the entire nature of the area at these times. You know, this is residential, never had to deal with this before, and now it's just like until 10 p.m. whenever they do it, nice and loud. Can't even sit on your front porch if you live on Bank Street. Just enjoy the night. So, I mean, I don't really know what to do. I know we have one NCO, Corporal Denning. So that might make enforcement of any noise ordinances harder. We're just like throwing this all out there for you. But moving on from that, there's also become more public safety kinds of issues. So my home also runs the length of Charles. And so at the end of Charles, people frequently just blow through that stop sign right into the crosswalk. And I sat there, I watched people, like half a dozen people on like a Friday or Saturday night just blow through. And I know there's at least 7 kids on that street right now. So it's like someone's going to get hit. I've almost been hit multiple times before Magnify was open. So I think something needs to be done there. Either like the stop sign needs to be more prominent, there needs to be some sort of stop line, maybe a crosswalk, maybe a small speed bump to make it so people have to slow down when approaching that crosswalk or the sidewalk there because it's really not safe. And then my third issue is kind of parking related. So if you live on the north side of Bank, you park on your house, your parking is on Mulberry. And you wouldn't think that it'd be an issue, like, with people parking there because it's a single lane. But, you know, 2 weeks ago, I left my home to go out on a Friday night with my family, and someone's just parked on my yard. So apparently, it is an issue. I put up my own sign, but something might be helpful to, like, tell people, like, this is residential-only parking street. And then with that, my neighbors on Bank Street across on the south side, some of them don't have parking. They are only street parking. And I've talked to them, and they've told me that, like, coming home on a Friday after work, they can't park in front of their home. They have to spend, like, 5 or 10 minutes, like, out of their way going down or around the neighborhood and then walking home. So something might be helpful, too. The thing about it is making Bank Street like a residential-only street for people who live there. And because, like, again, there's a lot of kids, you don't want to have, like, all that through traffic when you have kids around. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Arnold, I saw you making some notes. You'll be able to work through some of those items?
We'll see what we can do.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Brian Carnes, 265 Mecca Mahoney Road. I'm not surprised, but I didn't catch his name, but basically what, you know, this gentleman came up here and talked about with the noise, the traffic. I'm up on Mulberry and Branch Street every day, right around sometime between 4 and 6. And it has changed quite a bit. I think what you guys need to do, you know, the guy that's responsible for a lot of this, at least pushing it, isn't even here tonight. You guys do need to take a look at some of the laws that you passed here for the village. I don't know much about the live music. Obviously, I'm out of the village, and it doesn't, you know, I can't really hear it. But I do know, like, one of the things I saw about that brewery that they were advertising right off the bat on TikTok and Instagram and all that was that you can walk around in town here drinking beers. And we're only one of two towns that you guys can do that in. Now, Mr. Prime, you were involved in passing this ordinance. And does anybody want to guess what the other town is? It's not Morristown or Haddonfield, in case you guys are guessing. It's Wildwood. So when we hear Destination Medford, I don't know if that's exactly what we want to be trying to attract, where, you know, I'm sure 90% of the people can handle their alcohol really well, but that other 10%, they're going to ruin it for a lot of the residents that actually call the village home. And I think that you guys need to look back. Of course, you could pass these ordinances, but you could also review them and then take a look at it and say, this isn't working. We don't want people drinking around town. I come off Branch Street every day on Main Street, and you'll see people just walking past drinking beers. Now, they're responsible and all that, but I can only imagine what the police department and other stuff, services that are being taken up by that. So I will strongly advise council to take a look at it. that ordinance where you can walk around and drink beers and take a look at why it was copied from Wildwood, New Jersey, and say, oh, you guys could pull that, right? Could you change that and say, look, there's no more drinking, walking around the town in front of people's homes and just throwing around? Is that, once it's on the books, is that done? Are you able to go back? Because I don't think you're going to have anybody really fighting it except for the business owners or whatever the case is. And this is not even my problem. This is more, but I do look at it and I think it's crazy. I really do. The other thing was, is the lady, I didn't catch your name, Methodies with the canoeing. We work for Lumberton Township, and we do quite a bit of work. I know you guys spent $30,000 to clean out the creek. There's a better way to do this. It's not like you're working in the bay or the ocean. You're able to, the tree guys, as long as there's somewhat access, you're able just to go into the water when it's low tide, like we did for Lumberton Township. Spent 6 hours, okay, that storm and everything else clogged it all up. It wasn't, shouldn't have to say this, but I understand, like, you know, before you guys, oh, we got to deal with this department, that department. No, you guys can just jump in there, get it unclogged, clean it up, and pay the contractor and keep it open. At least that's what Lumberton's doing, and I think it's really, really smart. I guess that's really it, man. I have some other things I want to talk about, but maybe another time, all right? All right, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, hello, thanks for your time. My name is Ray Ginelli at Lady Pine, Charlton Boulevard. It's in regards to the ongoing traffic issues. I went to the county meeting last Wednesday, and I requested how to go about conducting a new updated study on the road. And the engineer was there, Joe Brickley, and he said he would be happy to do it, but he said the process, you have to go through the township.
Excuse me. You can't shut, you have to open that door can't be shut.
It
means open to the public, yeah. It has to be open.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Oh, sure, that's okay. So that's kind of, I just wanted to let you know that I requested a new study, and I guess the reason being it's gotten progressively worse, and I've seen it through the years. I lived in Lake Pine, the other side. I grew up in Taunton Lakes. Now I live on the west side, and of course there's a lot of factors, you know, the Marble Bypass, King's Grant, you know, with thousands of motorists, and of course south of Taunton Boulevard on Hopewell. The developments there. So, but I get it. It seems like we're getting the brunt of the traffic. But I also realize that Hintline Road and Mill Street is out too, so we're also getting that traffic as well. But I guess the last few weeks, I'm not sure, I'm sure Officer Dunleavy knows, there's been a lot of car accidents over these last 2 or 3 weeks, multiple car accidents. One Sunday, which was pretty bad. And 3 weeks ago, there was, it was going north on Taunton Boulevard, a construction truck with a trailer, with a backhoe or an excavator, so it must have been 18 to 20 tons. It was at the midway point of Taunton Boulevard, right by the main beach, and the trailer disconnected from that, and it rolled, from what I understand, about 50 feet. It was like a battering ram. And there were, you know, there's kids there. The main beach was highly populated with, you know, children, kids on bikes. So, just another thing, when I drive around the area, I look at comp roads, you know, what's comparable to Taunton Boulevard. And the one that always comes up, and I know you guys are tired of hearing about it, is Lenape Trail, 25. It's more of a winding road than Taunton Boulevard, same length, same type of houses, log cabins built in the 30s and 40s. But no one speeds on that road. I wonder why. And another one is the one that runs parallel to the Medford Lakes Golf Course. That's 25. No one speeds on here. So I'm just trying to figure out why, what compels the driver to speed on Taunton Boulevard. I just don't know what it is. Even Jackson Road, from Stokes to Tuckerton, that stretch, it's about the same length as Taunton Boulevard. It's 35 miles per hour. and no one speeds on that road. The worst part of Fulton Boulevard is the south end by the 7-Eleven, where Tomlinson Mill Road and Hopewell Road meet. And there's a traffic light there. And when people make the right off of Breakneck or Hopewell, or make the left off of Tomlinson, it's like Akron Dragway. I mean, they are going fast. What's wrong with that is you have a ball field there with little leagues. You have the tennis courts. And there is the crosswalk, and I understand that's being worked on as well. And that's the South Beach, too, so people are constantly walking down there. You folks all know about this. And just wanted to let you know that I put in a request. I'm not sure if I did it the right way. If I'm doing it the right way now, I did contact Mark Waterman. I sent him an email a couple nights ago.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Seeing none, can I have a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public comment is closed. We have a manager's report from Mr. Hornacle.
Thank you. On tonight's agenda, we have a request for approval of 5 new volunteers, both in fire and EMS. Helena Vibbert, Irvi Mahajan, Sophia Tenebruso, Emily Kratchman, and also we want to welcome back Bill Codron, who had been previously with us. So if we could have council's approval for these volunteer firefighters and EMTs, we'd be grateful.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions or concerns about the application?
No, I'm just thrilled that they're doing such a great job on, obtaining volunteers.
So many.
That people are willing to help.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, our new firefighters are approved, and Chief Dovey is not here this evening, but we'll certainly extend our appreciation onto him. And we do have a continuation of this.
Yeah, so I asked Chris Knoll to come in tonight, our township engineer. And we had asked Chris to look at traffic, partly out of the subcommittee for the Medford Village parking issues. And Chris did a nice job taking a look at our roads over there and came up with a list of recommendations. I just want to turn it over to him. And if council sees these as good ideas, we'd like permission to continue the process.
Thank you, Daniel. So our draft report dated August 6, 2025, basically looks at circulation issues north of Branch Street, Charles Street, Broad Street, Tidswell, and Railroad Avenue. And we looked at the existing conditions of each one of those streets, and we also looked at the connector road between Broad and Charles. And we came up with a number of recommendations. One of them was to do some improvements along Railroad Avenue, which, by the way, is a private road. It's on our tax map, but it's been used as a road forever, but it's privately owned. So we're looking at some improvements there, possibly making a one-way out to Main Street, which would require approval of the county. We might be able to get a couple parallel parking spots doing that, but it would also require approval of the property owner as well. And some widening, improving the radius at Railroad and Charles. It's hard to make a right turn there. If we had one way out to Main Street, we wouldn't have to worry about that because the traffic would be going the other way. Looking at some curb and bollards at the feed mill, egress to Charles Street, just to provide guidance to vehicles that go down through there. Some enhanced striping along the feed mill. We have diagonal parking there, and if you have a large vehicle, it's a little difficult because the road is so narrow, and there's no room to expand the road because the right-of-way is narrow as well. But I think if we enhance the striping there, added striping, that would provide more guidance for the vehicular traffic. Also, coordinating with the property owner of that piece between Broad and Charles, adjacent to just south of ShopRite. Everybody thinks it's Broad Street, but it's not. It's privately owned. Anybody that's gone down there take your car's life in its hands. And so we're looking at getting an easement or permission from that property owner in coordination with paving that and making that one way, which basically it is now from Broad to Charles, and we could probably add another four or five parallel parking spaces there as well. Regarding the gentleman with the issues on Charles and Bank, we can look at that as far as enhanced signage. Side triangle, I think as you're looking to the left, there's a couple shrubs there in the way. It's hard to see. It's narrow, and we could put a pedestrian crossing sign up there, a stop bar. We can look at improving that just to make sure the drivers are more aware of what's happening. And I believe that's it on that.
Yeah, and if I could, our engineer provided us with an estimate of what these improvements might run, and if council is supportive, we will work together to see if we can make these improvements within the context of maybe the 2025 road program.
Possibly 2024. We just took bids on the 2024 road program, which is on your agenda, and that was below budget, so we do have some additional monies available there. Any questions on that? I can go on to another subject unless there's any questions.
If I may.
Yes.
So as part of the subcommittee, you know, these areas have come up, you know, and we appreciate the attention to those specific areas. I believe there were, in addition to some of the residents that have been in the subcommittee or I've just met with, there may be minor additional enhancements that may come up in time on top of this and the striping program. So I know our efforts would be best suited if we combine them all at one time and we do all the striping at one time, all the markings, all the...
Absolutely.
Right, so what would be a goal for the township to have all those recommendations in from the village?
I think you have one more meeting with your...
End of middle September.
The 9th or the 10th.
Oh, early September.
Yeah. Okay, so if you can get recommendations from them, we can incorporate that into these recommendations and do everything at once, assuming they're reasonable and they're workable.
Yeah, and right. I don't think we're the judges of these recommendations per
se. We'll take a look at it.
We'll present them all to you and
right.
Whatever
becomes take a look
reasonable
at it with Daniel and Brian Kopp and,
yeah.
and the police.
Right.
See what works.
Yeah.
And maybe we might have some additional ideas based on what
sure.
comes out of the subcommittee too.
Right. Great.
Thank you.
I have heard people wonder about potential for to make one-way railroad into a two-way traffic. Is that a possibility? Is it wide enough, or are there two lanes of traffic, one on each side?
It can only really be one way.
Okay.
So it's one way east
Charles
from Maine to Charles. Okay. And the recommendation was to go the other way. I'm not really sure that might have some negative implications. We have to take a look at that with the police department.
And fire.
Okay.
What are our next steps?
I think we get the recommendations from the subcommittee. We can incorporate this into the report, make a final report, and then look at funding mechanisms to implement the recommendations.
Okay.
And while I have Chris Knoll here, I asked him also to provide some updates to council and the public on Emmeline Road.
Our favorite project.
Yes.
So I actually got news this afternoon from the county. We had to go through some approval processes with the county. We've been working with them for quite a while to open up the section from on Himalayan Road from Mill to Hartford. We were hoping to open it up last Friday. That didn't come to pass. I got permission today to open it up, so it's going to be opened up tomorrow. I've discussed it with Captain Dunleavy, Brian Kopp, and Daniel, and they're going to send out a Nixtel and Rob Dovey, and so that'll be open. I think that's going to alleviate a lot of the issues. I talked to the school board. They were ecstatic that was going to happen. I think that's going to alleviate probably 95% of their issues. So we wanted to do that, obviously, before school opened up. As far as the actual construction's going, everybody knows it's a difficult job. They're actually making some decent progress this past week and next week. We anticipate the same thing to happen. So we're shooting for September 30th to have the project complete and the road open. But it is, as everyone knows, a tough project. And it's taken longer than we anticipated, but we've had unforeseen circumstances that have slowed it down.
And on top of that, Chris was also able to convince the county that for the time being, when we do reopen Himalayan Road, it'll have a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit so that people will necessarily be more careful because of the condition of the roadway.
Right.
Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. And just to make everybody aware, the last item of that project is to connect into the downstream manhole, which is right at the bridge. So from Mill to Himalayan, or from Mill to Hartford, will have to be closed again for probably about a week. But the rest of Himalayan should be able to stay open. So just to let you know, it's not done with the closures yet, but we're trying to keep them to a minimum.
Chris, is there any way to fix the road right there at that traffic light? It's a mess.
That will be in the road program.
Okay.
There was a county patch done very recently.
Yeah, yeah. That's in the road program, the one between the bridge and Hartford, right? That
right.
area? Yes.
Right. Right,
yeah, we'll get that done.
Thank you.
Mr. Knoll, the public's certainly been very, very patient, and so we appreciate the public's
yes.
patience through this. And could you just remind us of the difficulties of the project, some
okay.
of the things that were unforeseen, just for the sake of the public recognizing the delays?
Well, I'll talk about the foreseen issues first. It's this, the water main or sewer main is 17 feet deep with an eight foot water table. So you have to have well points. You have to have a double-decker box there. It just takes a long time. There was a lot of unmarked utilities because it's an older road. South Jersey Gas, they hit an unmarked gas main, which actually was an issue for a while. I won't say what happened, but it turned out okay.
No one was hurt.
Not like an issue. But anyway, and then South Jersey Gas decided to come in and change all their services to update them. That took 2 weeks. We had a lot of rain early on, not so much lately, but early on we did. But the storm the other day caused a half a day slowdown because they had to clean up from that. And there's an old water main nearby that split, and we have a regional cable line that was in the way. It was difficult, and it's just. And some of the material is clay, a lot of it's sand. Just a lot of difficulties. It's just a tough project.
Okay.
And we're getting through it, and we'll get it done. And the end benefit will be eliminating a pump station, and we'll be more environmentally friendly once it's done.
Great. Thank you. And a continued thank you to the public.
Nothing else from me. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you. All right, next we have the clerk's report.
So we are asking for approval for raffle license for Children in the Lakes PTA raffle on September 5th at 7 p.m.
Anyone have any questions or concerns about that? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The clerk's report is approved. All right, we have four bill lists to accept for August 14th, 2025. Additional bill list for July 16th, 2025. Additional bill list August 4th, 2025. Additional bill list August 18th, 2025. I have a motion to accept the bill lists.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The bill lists are accepted. We have one emergency resolution. Resolution 149-2025, emergency resolution for Braddock's Mill Lake Dam. Would someone like to make a motion for the resolution?
So moved.
Okay.
All right, so let me explain this. This resolution is required and must be filed with the Director of Local Government Services before introducing Ordinance 2025-17, providing for repair and reconstruction of the Braddock's Mill Dam and related improvements in and for the township, appropriating $1.1 million, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $1,045,000 in special assessment bonds or notes of the township to finance the same, since this was not in the 2025 budget. Does anyone have any questions or comments on the resolution? All right, I'm assuming we need a roll call for this. So a roll call for
yes.
approval, please.
Ms. Mill?
Aye.
Ms. Simon?
Aye.
Deputy Mayor
Sizek? Aye.
Mayor
Redstock? Aye. All right, we have three ordinances for first reading. Would someone like to make a motion for Ordinance 2025-15?
So moved.
I move that council introduce on first reading ordinance 2025-15, providing for various water sewer utility improvements and related expenses in and for the township, appropriating $2 million, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $2 million in water sewer utility bonds or notes of the township to finance the same.
All right, this ordinance will provide improvements to the water and sewer facilities, including rehabilitation of wells 3 and 6, replacement of lead service lines, slip lining to existing pipes, replacement of water meters, and targeted replacement of infrastructure coordinating with the township's 2025 road program. Public hearing for this will be September 16th, 2025. Does anyone have any comments about the resolution? Right, roll call for approval, please.
I think we need a motion.
Oh, we're doing it already.
Approve.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Motion. And we need a second.
We did need a second. I'm sorry. I missed the second part. Excuse me.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That is introduced. Would someone like to make a motion for ordinance 2025-16?
I move that council introduce on first reading ordinance 2025-16, providing for various general capital improvements and related expenses in and for the township, appropriating $2,890,200, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $2,745,690 in general improvement bonds or notes of the township to finance the same.
All right, do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. This ordinance will provide for improvements to township assets and acquisition of vehicles and public equipment for the Public Works Department, including repairs to wing walls, to Kirby's Mill Dam, a 3,100-gallon tank for the brine truck, repairs to the roof of the township fire station, a pickup truck with plow attachment, and repaving of township roads. The public hearing will be September 16th, 2025. Does anyone have any comments regarding this ordinance? All right, roll call for approval, please.
Ms.
Miller?
Aye.
Ms. Simon?
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Sisson?
Aye.
Mayor
Epstein? Aye. The ordinance is approved. Ordinance 2025-17, would anyone like to make a motion for that?
I move that council introduce on first reading ordinance 2025-17, providing for repair and reconstruction of the Braddock's Mill Dam and related improvements in and for the township, appropriating $1,100, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $1,045 in special assessment bonds or notes of the township to finance the same.
Just one note. $1,100,000, just for the record, not
$1,045,000.
That was the second one. The first one was, I read that.
$1,045,000. So just for the record. All right, do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. This ordinance is in response to the New Jersey Dam Restoration Project Loan Agreement executed by the State of New Jersey, the NJDEP, the Braddock's Mill Conservation Association, and the Township of Medford in December 2021. The public hearing will be September 16th, 2025. Does anyone have any comments regarding this ordinance? All right, roll call for approval, please.
Ms. Mills?
Aye.
Ms. Simon?
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Sisson?
Aye.
Mayor Epstein?
Aye. The ordinance is introduced. We have no ordinances for second reading, and we have now consent agenda resolutions. And so regarding those resolutions, we have Resolution 138-2025, authorizing cancellation of final 2025 and preliminary 2026 property taxes on property owned by a qualifying totally disabled exempt veteran. Resolution 139-2025, amending Resolution 48-2024, appointing emergency management coordinator. Resolution 140-2025, affirming the township's civil rights policy toward its employees and members of the public. Resolution 141-2025, consenting to the appointment of Gail Catania, RPPO, QPA, as part-time purchasing agent for the Township of Medford. Resolution 142-2025, adopting updated boards and volunteers handbook. Resolution 143-2025, amending the 2025 employee handbook. Resolution 144-2025, authorizing a contract amendment with ERI for the Himalayan Road Sewer Main Extension Project for additional construction management and contract administration services in amount not to exceed $150,000. Resolution 145-2025, authorizing a contract with ERI for the Park Pump Station Force Main Bypass in an amount not to exceed $18,000. Resolution 146-2025, authorizing the award of a contract for utility instrumentation, implementation, programming, and engineering to municipal maintenance in the amount of $246,959.74. Resolution 147-2025, authorizing the installation of a public water main extension and ancillary improvements on Cedar Trail, Medford Township. Resolution 148-2025, authorizing award of contract for the fiscal year 2024 road program, fiscal year 2025 NJDOT Municipal Aid Grant, Patsian Road Phase 2 project. Does anyone have any
Mayor,
questions?
Mayor, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I did send last night on Resolution 150-2025.
Very good.
That goes with the emergency resolution that you just adopted, 149.
Okay.
Authorized. You can read the title.
Okay. Very good. We also have Resolution 150-2025, authorizing execution as co-borrower of loan agreement between Braddock's Mill Conservation Association and the State of New Jersey by and for the Department of Environmental Protection. Does anyone have any other questions or comments? I'm hearing none. I have a motion to accept the consent agenda resolutions.
So moved.
Second.
A roll call for approval, please.
Ms. Mill?
Aye.
Ms. Simons?
Aye.
Mayor Susan?
Aye.
Mayor Rostock?
Aye. The resolutions are approved. We have no other resolutions this evening. We'll now have our executive session. It's resolution ES0819-2025, contract negotiations, real estate, NJSA 10:4-12B5, purchase, lease, or acquisition of real property, attorney-client privilege, anticipated or potential litigation, NJSA 10:4-12B7, right to farm, personnel, public body appointment, NJSA 10:4-12B8. Would someone like to make a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, the motion is approved. And so we're going to go into our executive session, and you're welcome to stay in the room. I'm sure it will be an extended period of time.
Mayor, and formal action may be taken on any matter on the executive session agenda.
Yes, which we will announce once we return.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. Open portion of the meeting. We discussed all the items on the executive session agenda and action was taken. Would someone like to make a motion to add resolution 151-2025 to the agenda? This would be appointing Phoenix Advisors as financial consultants for the Township of Medford.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the resolution is added. We discussed resolution 151-2025. Appointing Phoenix Advisors as financial consultants for the Township of Medford to the agenda. Does anyone have any questions or comments? All right, hearing none, can I have a motion to accept the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
All right. And roll call for approval, please.
Ms. Mill?
Aye.
Ms. Simons?
Aye.
Deputy Mayor Sizek?
Aye.
And Mayor
Rosa? Aye. I don't believe there's any other business. We have a motion to adjourn.
So motion to adjourn.
Yeah. All right, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
So we have another.